Real flywheel.
Meanwhile, at the Old Bailey, a packed court is listening to the recorder.
Love classic comedy?
Oh, that was funny, wasn't it?
It hasn't lasted so much for a long time.
Weekdays at midday and again in the evening at 7 on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
BBC Radio 4 Extra.
It's 4 o'clock, this is Susan Ray, hello. And for the next hour and a half, give yourself over to The Caretaker by Harold Pinter, a drama by a great playwright performed by a sterling cast. A homeless man is saved from a beating and offered the job of caretaker. And as if that weren't enough culture for the day, well, it's followed by another adventure with the peerless Count Arthur Strong. Today, after an attempted coach trip to Bridlington goes awry, our eponymous hero decides to go native. That's at 5:30. Now, a dark comedy from Harold Pinter, one of the most influential of modern British playwrights. And it's a play that many critics consider to be his finest work. The setting is a top-floor room in a rundown house in West London. David Warner and Daniel Mays star in The Caretaker.
Sit down.
Thanks, Sean.
Just a minute.
Oh, sit down, eh? I haven't had a good sit down. I haven't had a proper sit down where I couldn't tell you.
Here you are.
10 minutes off a tea break in the middle of the night in that place and I couldn't find a seat, not one. All them Greeks had it. Poles, Greeks, blacks, a lot of them, all them aliens had it. They had me working there. They had me working. All them blacks had it. Blacks, Greeks, Poles, a lot of them. That's what. Doing me out of a seat. Treating me like dirt. When he came with me tonight, I told him.
Take a seat.
Yes. But what I got to do first, you see? What I got to do? I got to loosen myself up. You see what I mean? I could have got done in down there.
You want to roll yourself one of these?
What? No, I never smoke a cigarette. I'll tell you what, though, I'll have a bit of that tobacco there for my pipe, if you like.
Yeah, go on. Take some of that.
Oh, it's kind of you, mister. Just enough to fill my pipe, that's all. I had a tin only a while ago, but it was knocked off. It was knocked off on the Great West Road. Where shall I put it?
I'll take it.
Yes. When he came at me tonight, I told him, didn't I? You heard me. You heard me tell him, didn't you?
I saw him have a go at you.
Go at me. He wouldn't grumble. Filthy skate. An old man like me. Had dinner with the best.
Yes, I saw him have a go at you.
All them tow rags, mate. Got the manners of pigs. Might have been on the road a few years, but you can take it from me, I'm clean. Kept myself up. That's why I left my wife. Fortnight after I married her. No, not so much as that. More than a week. Took the lid off a saucepan. You know what was in it? Pile of her underclothing, unwashed. Pan for vegetables, it was the vegetable pan. That's when I left her. Haven't seen her since. I've eaten my dinner off the best of plates. I'm not young anymore. I remember the days I was as handy as any of them. They didn't take any liberties with me, but I haven't been so well lately. I've had a few attacks. Did you see what happened with that one?
I only got the end of it.
Comes up to me, parks a bucket of rubbish at me, tells me to take it out the back. Well, it's not my job to take out the bucket. They got a boy there for taking out the bucket. I wasn't engaged to take out buckets. My job's cleaning the floor, clearing up the tables, doing a bit of washing up. Nothing to do with taking out buckets. Even if I was supposed to take out the bucket, who was this git to come up and give me orders? We got the same standing. He's not my boss. Nothing superior to me.
What was he, a Greek?
Not him. He was a Scotch. He was a Scotchman. You got an eye on him, did you?
Yes.
I told him what to do with his bucket, didn't I? You heard. Look here, I said. I'm an old man, I said. When I was brought up, we had some idea how to talk to old people with proper respect. We was brought up with the right ideas. If I'd had a few years off me, I'd break you in half. That was after the governor gave me the bullet, making too much commotion. He says, commotion? Me? Look here, I said to him, I got my rights. I told him that. I might have been on the road, but nobody's got more rights than I have. Let's have a bit of fair play, I said. Anyway, he gave me the bullet. That's the sort of place. If you hadn't come out and stopped that Scotch git, I'd be inside the hospital now. I'd have cracked my head on that pavement if you'd have landed. I'll get him. One night I'll get him when I find myself around that direction. No, I wouldn't mind so much, but I left all my belongings in that place in the back room there, all of them. The lot there was, you see, in this bag. Every lousy, blasted bit of my bleeding belongings I've left down there now in the rush of it. I bet he's having a poke around in it now, this very moment.
I'll pop down sometime, pick him up for you.
Anyway, I'm obliged to you letting me have a bit of a rest like for a few minutes. This your room?
Yes.
Got a good bit of stuff here.
Yes.
Must be worth a few bob of this. Put it all together. There's enough of it.
There's a good bit of it, all right.
You sleep here, do you?
Yes.
What, in that?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you'd be well out of the draught there.
You don't get much wind.
You'd be well out of it. It's different when you're kipping out.
Would be.
Not about the wind, then.
Yeah, when the wind gets up, it...
Yeah. Gets very drafty. I'm very sensitive to it.
Are you?
Always have been. You got any more rooms, then, have you?
Where?
I mean, along the landing there, up the landing.
They're out of commission.
Get away.
They need a lot doing to.
What about downstairs?
That's closed up, needs seeing to. The floors.
I was lucky you came into that calf. Might have been done by that Scotch git. I've been left for dead more than once. I noticed there was someone living in the house next door.
What?
Well, I noticed.
Yes, there's people living all along the road.
Yes, I noticed the curtains pulled down there next door as we came along.
They're neighbours.
Is this your house then, is it?
I'm in charge.
You're the landlord, are you? Yes. I noticed them heavy curtains pulled across next door as we came along. I noticed them heavy big curtains right across the window down there. I thought there must be someone living there.
Family of Indians, if they're...
Blacks?
I don't see much of them.
Blacks, eh? Well, you got some knick-knacks here, all right, I say that. Don't like a bare room. I tell you what, mate, you haven't got a spare pair of shoes.
Shoes?
Them bastards at the monastery let me down again.
Where?
Down in Luton. Monastery down at Luton. I got a mate at Shepherd's Bush, you see.
I might have a pair.
I got this mate at Shepherd's Bush. In the convenience. Well, he was in the convenience. Run about the best convenience I had. Run about the best one. Always slipped me a bit of soap any time I went in there. Very good soap. They have to have the best soap. I was never without a piece of soap whenever I happened to be knocking about the Shepherd's Bush area.
Pair of brown.
He's gone now. Went. He was the one who put me onto this monastery. Just the other side of Luton. He'd heard they give away shoes.
You've got to have a good pair of shoes.
Shoes? It's life and death to me. Had to go all the way to Luton in these.
What happened when you got there, then?
I used to know a bootmaker in Acton. He was a good mate to me. You know what that bastard monk said to me? How many more blacks have you got around here, then?
What?
How many more blacks around here?
Let's see if these are any good.
You know what that bastard monk said to me? I think those would be a bit small.
Would they?
Well, they don't look the right size.
They're not a bad trim.
Can't wear shoes that don't fit, nothing worse. I said to this monk, here, I said, look here, mister. He opened the door, big door. He opened it. Look here, mister, I said. I came all the way down here. Look, I said, I showed him these. I said, you haven't got a pair of shoes, have you? A pair of shoes, I said, enough to keep me on my way. Look at these, they're nearly out, I said. They're no good to me. I heard you got a stock of shoes here. Piss off, he said to me. Now, look here, I said, I'm an old man. You can't talk to me like that. I don't care who you are. If you don't piss off, he says, I'll kick you all the way to the gate. Now, look here, I said. Now, wait a minute. What I'm asking for is a pair of shoes. You don't want to start taking liberties with me. It's taken me 3 days to get here, I said to him. 3 days without a bite. I'm worth a bite to eat, ain't I? Get round the corner to the kitchen, he says. Get out round the corner, and when you've had your meal, piss off out of it. I went round to this kitchen, see? Meal they give me. A bird. I tell you, a little bird, a tiny little bird. He could have ate it in under 2 minutes. Right, they said to me, you've had your meal, get off out of it. Meal, I said, what do you think I am, a dog? Nothing better than a dog. What do you think I am, a wild animal? What about them shows I come all the way here to get, I heard you was giving away? Have a good mind to report you to your mala superior. And one of them, an Irish hooligan, came at me. I cleared out. I took a shortcut to Watford and picked up a pair there. Got onto the North Circular, just past Hendon. The sole came off, right where I was walking. Luckily, I had my old shoes wrapped up, still carrying them, otherwise I'd have been finished, man. So I've had to stay with these, you see. They're gone. They're no good. All the goods gone out of them.
Try these. Oosh.
Not a bad pair of shoes. They're strong, all right. Yes. Not a bad shape of shoe. This leather's hardy, isn't it? It's very hardy. Some bloke tried to flog me some suede the other day. Couldn't wear them. You can't beat leather for wear. Suede goes off, it creases, it stains for life in 5 minutes. You can't beat leather. Yes, good shoe, this.
Good.
Don't fit, though.
Oh.
No, I've got a very broad foot.
Oh.
These are too pointed, see.
Ah.
They'd cripple me in a week. I mean, these ones I got on, they're no good, but at least they're comfortable. Not much cop, but I mean, they don't hurt. Thanks anyway, mister.
I'll see what I can look out for you.
Good luck. I can't go on like this. Can't get from one place to another. And I'll have to be moving about, you see, trying to get fixed up.
Where are you going to go?
Oh, I got one or two things in mind. I'm waiting for the weather to break.
Would you like to sleep here?
Yeah.
You can sleep here if you like.
Here? Oh, no, I don't know about that. How long for?
Till you get yourself fixed up.
Oh, I'll be fixed up pretty soon now. Where would I sleep?
Here. The other rooms would be no good to you.
Here? Where?
There's a bed behind all that.
Oh, I see. Well, that's handy. Well, I'll tell you what, I might do that. Just till I get myself sorted out. You've got enough furniture here.
I picked it up, just keeping it here for the time being. Thought it might come in handy.
Yes. This gas stove won't do it?
No.
What do you do for a cup of tea?
Nothing.
That's a bit rough. You building something?
I might build a shed out the back.
Carpenter, eh? Got a lawn?
Have a look.
Looks a bit thick.
It's overgrown.
What's that, a pond?
Yeah.
What, you got fish?
No, there ain't anything in there.
Where are you going to put your shed?
I'll have to clear the garden first.
You need a tractor, man.
I'll get it done.
Carpentry, eh?
I like working with me hands.
What's this?
That's a Buddha.
Get on.
Yes, I quite like it. I picked it up in a shop. Looked quite nice to me, don't know why. What do you think of these Buddhas?
Oh, they're all right, aren't they?
Yeah, I was pleased when I got hold of this one. It's very well made.
This is a bed here, is it?
We'll get rid of all that. The ladder will fit under the bed.
What about the sink?
I think that'll fit under as well.
I'll give you a hand. Turn away.
Under here.
Is it use at all, then?
No, I'll be getting rid of it here. There's a lavatory down the landing. It's got a sink in there. We can put this stuff over there.
You don't share it, do you?
What?
I mean, you don't share the toilet with them blacks, do you?
They live next door.
They don't come in. Because, you know, I mean, fair's fair.
You see a blue case?
Blue case? Up down here, look, by the carpet. Has a nice sheet.
Blanket will be a bit dusty.
Don't you worry about that.
How are you off for money?
Oh, well, now, mister, if you want the truth, I'm a bit short.
Here's a few bob.
Oh, thank you, good luck. Just happened to find myself a bit short. You see, I got nothing for all that week's work I did last week. That's a position, that's what it is.
I went into a pub the other day, ordered a Guinness. They gave it to me in a thick mug. I sat down, but I couldn't drink it. I can't drink Guinness from a thick mug. I only like it out of a thin glass. I had a few sips, but I couldn't finish it.
If only the weather would break, then I'd be able to get down to Sidcup.
Sidcup?
The weather's a blasted bloody awful. How can I get down to Sidcup in these shoes?
Why do you want to get down to Sidcup?
I got my papers there.
Your what?
I got my papers there.
What are they doing at Sidcup?
A man I know's got them. I left them with him. You see, they prove who I am. I can't move without them papers. They tell you who I am. You see, I'm stuck without them.
Why's that?
Well, you see, what it is, you see, I changed my name years ago. I've been going around under an assumed name. That's not my real name.
What name have you been going around under?
Jenkins. Bernard Jenkins, that's my name. That's the name I'm known anyway. But it's no good me going on with that name. I got no rights. I got an insurance card here. Under the name of Jenkins, you see. Bernard Jenkins, look. It's got four stamps on it. Four of them. But I can't go along with these. It's not my real name. They'd find out, they'd have me in the nick. Four stamps. I haven't paid out pennies, I've paid out pounds. I paid out pounds, not pennies. There's been other stamps, plenty, but they haven't put them on. The nigs. I never had enough time to go into it.
They should have stamped your car.
Would have done no good. I'd have got nothing anyway. That's not my real name. If I take that card along, I'd go in the nick.
What's your real name, then?
Davies. Mac Davies. That was before I changed my name.
Looks as though you want to sort all that out.
If only I could get down to Sidcup. I've been waiting for the weather to break. He's got my papers, this man I left them with. He's got it all down there. I could prove everything.
How long's he had him?
What?
How long's he had him?
Oh, must be... was in the war. Must be about near on 15 years ago.
Any time you want to get into bed, just get in. Don't worry about me.
Well, I think I will. I'm a bit, bit done in. Shall I put these on here?
Yeah.
I see you've got a bucket up there.
Think.
Well, I'll try your bed then. You getting in?
I'm mending this plug.
You can't move this stove, eh?
It's a bit heavy.
Yes. It's not bad. Not bad. It's a fair bed. I think I'll sleep in this.
Oh, I'll have to fix a proper shade for that bulb. The light's a bit glaring.
Oh, don't you worry about that, mister. Don't you worry about that. What's this?
It's all right.
What's this?
It's all right.
Oh, yes.
Sleep well?
Yes. Dead out. Must have been dead out.
Were you dreaming or something?
Dreaming?
Yeah.
I don't dream. I never dreamed.
No, nor have I.
Who, me? Why you ask me that, then?
You were making noises.
Who was?
You were.
Now, wait a minute, what do you mean? What kind of noises?
You were making groans, you were jabbering.
Jabbering, me?
Yes.
I don't jabber, man. Nobody ever told me that before. What would I be jabbering about?
I don't know.
I mean, where's the sense in it? Nobody ever told me that before. You got hold of the wrong bloke, mate.
No. You woke me up. I thought you might have been dreaming.
I wasn't dreaming. I never had a dream in my life.
Maybe it was the bed.
Nothing wrong with this bed.
It might be a bit unfamiliar.
There's nothing unfamiliar about me with beds. I slept in beds. I don't make noises just because I sleep in a bed. I slept in plenty of beds. Tell you what. Maybe it was them blacks.
What?
Them noises.
What blacks?
Them you got next door. Maybe it was them blacks making noises coming up through the walls. That's my opinion. Look, where are you going? You going out?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
What are you doing?
Well, I better come with you.
Why?
Well, I mean, I better come out with you anyway.
Why?
Well, you don't want me to go out?
What for?
I mean, when you're out, you don't want me to get out when you're out?
You don't have to go out.
You mean I can stay here?
Do what you like. You don't have to go out just because I go out.
Well, you don't mind me staying here?
I've got a couple of keys. This door and the front door.
Oh, thank you very much. The best of luck.
I think I'll take a stroll down the road. A little kind of a shop. Man there got a jigsaw the other day. Quite like the look of it.
A jigsaw, mate?
Yes, could be very useful.
Yeah. What's that then, exactly, then?
A jigsaw? Well, it comes from the same family as the fret saw, but it's an appliance, you see. You have to fix it on a portable drill.
Oh, that's right. They're very handy.
They are, yes. You know, I was sitting in a cafe the other day. I happened to be sitting at the same table as this woman. Well, we started to pick up a bit of a conversation. I don't know about her holiday it was, where she'd been. She'd been down to the South Coast. I can't remember where, though. Anyway, we were just sitting there having this bit of a conversation. Suddenly she put her hand over to mine and she said, "How would you like me to have a look at your body?"
Get out of it.
Yeah, to come out of it just like that in the middle of this conversation struck me as a bit odd.
They've said the same thing to me.
Have they?
Women. There's been many a time they've come up to me and asked me more or less the same question.
What did you say your name was?
Bernard Jenkins is my assumed one.
No, your other one.
Davies, Mac Davies.
Welsh, are you?
Eh?
You Welsh?
Well, I've been around, you know. What I mean, I've been about.
Where were you born, then?
What do you mean?
Where were you born?
I was... Well... Oh, it's a bit hard, like, to set your mind back. See what I mean? Going back a good way. Lost a bit of track, like, you know.
See this plug? Switch it on here, if you like. This little fire.
Right, mister.
Just plug in here.
Right, mister. What do I do?
Just switch it on, that's all. The fire will come on.
I tell you what, I won't bother about it.
No trouble.
No, I don't go in for them things much.
Should work. Right.
I was going to ask you, mister, what about this stove? I mean, do you think it's going to be letting out? What do you think?
It's not connected.
You see, the trouble is, it's right on top of my bed, you see. What I've got to watch is nudging one of them gas taps with my elbow when I get up. You get my meaning?
There's nothing to worry about.
Now, look here, don't you worry about it. All I'll do, I'll keep an eye on those taps every now and again, like you see. See, they're switched off. You leave it to me.
I don't think there's any...
Hey, mister, just one thing. Could slip me a couple of bob for a cup of tea, just, you know.
I gave you a few bob last night.
Hey, so you did. So you did. I forgot. Went clean out of my mind. Well, that's right. Thank you, mister. Listen... You sure now? You sure you don't mind me staying here? I mean, I'm not the sort of man who wants to take any liberties.
No, that's all right.
I might go down to Wembley later on in the day.
Ah.
There's a calf down there, you see. Might be able to get fixed up there. I was there, see. I know they were a bit short-handed. They might be in the need of a bit of staff.
When was that?
Eh? Oh, well, that was, near... That'll be a little while ago now, but of course... What it is, they can't find the right kind of people in these places. What they want to do, they're trying to do away with these foreigners, you see, in catering. They want an Englishman to pour their tea, that's what they want. That's what they're crying out for. It's only common sense, isn't it? Oh, I've got all that underway, that's what I'll be doing. If only I could get down there.
Oh. Well, I'll be seeing you then.
Yes, right. Not a bad pair of shoes. A bit pointed. Screws. Yes. Yes. Paint. What's he going to paint? I have to find out about that. I've got some stuff here. Look at all this. I've got all these papers for them. A pile of papers on. And a sheet and bit already here. Still out of sleep, though. I don't make no noises.
Shh. What's the game? Well?
Nothing.
What's your name?
I don't know you. I don't know who you are.
Eh?
Jenkins.
Jenkins?
Yes.
Jenkins. You sleep here last night?
Yes.
Sleep well?
Yes.
I'm awfully glad. It's awfully nice to meet you. What did you say your name was?
Jenkins.
I beg your pardon?
Jenkins.
You remind me of my uncle's brother. He was always on the move, that man. Never without his passport. Had an eye for the girls. Very much your build. Bit of an athlete. Long jump specialist. He had a habit of demonstrating different run-ups in the drawing room round about Christmas time. Had a penchant for nuts. That's what it was. Nothing else but a penchant. Couldn't eat enough of them. Peanuts, walnuts, Brazil nuts, monkey nuts. Wouldn't touch a piece of fruitcake. Had a marvellous stopwatch. Picked it up in Hong Kong the day after they chucked him out of the Salvation Army. Used to go in number 4 for Beckenham Reserves. That was before he got his gold medal. Had a funny habit of carrying his fiddle on his back. Like a papoose. I think there was a bit of the Red Indian in him. To be honest... I never made out how he came to be my uncle's brother. I often thought that maybe it was the other way round. I mean that my uncle was his brother and he was my uncle, but I never called him uncle. As a matter of fact, I called him Sid. My mother called him Sid too. It was a funny business. Your spitting image he was. Married a Chinaman and went to Jamaica. I hope you slept well last night.
Listen, I don't know who you are.
What bed you sleep in?
Now, look here.
Eh?
That one.
Not the other one?
No.
Choosy. How do you like my room?
Your room?
Yes.
Well, this ain't your room. I don't know who you are. I ain't never seen you before.
You know, believe it or not, you've got a funny kind of resemblance to a bloke I once knew in Shoreditch. Actually, he lived in Aldgate. I was staying with a cousin in Camden Town. This chap, he used to have a pitch in Finsbury Park, just by the bus depot. When I got to know him, I found out he was brought up in Putney. Well, that didn't make any difference to me. I know quite a few people who were born in Putney. Even if they weren't born in Putney, they were born in Fulham. The only trouble was, he wasn't born in Putney. He was only brought up in Putney. It turned out he was born in the Caledonian Road, just before he gets to Nag's Head. His old mum was still living at the Angel. All the buses passed right by the door. She could get a 38, 581, 30 or 38A, take her down the Essex Road to Dawson Junction in next to no time. Well, of course, if she got the 30, he'd take her up Upper Street Way, round by Highbury Corner and down to St Paul's Church, but she'd get to Dawson Junction just the same in the end. I used to leave my bike in her garden on my way to work. Yes, was a curious affair. Dead spit of you he was, bit big around the nose, but there was nothing in it.
Did you sleep there last night?
Yes.
Sleep well?
Yes.
Did you have to get up in the night?
No.
What's your name?
Now, look here.
What?
Jenkins.
Jenkins. Hey! Sleep here last night?
Yes.
How'd you sleep?
Well, slept.
Slept well?
Now, look.
What bed?
That.
Not the other?
No.
Choosy. What sort of sleep did you have in that bed?
All right.
You weren't uncomfortable?
But all right.
You're a foreigner?
No.
Born and bred in the British Isles?
I was.
What did they teach you? How'd you like my bed? That's my bed. You wouldn't mind you don't catch a draught.
From the bed?
No, now, up your arse. You intending to sell down here?
Give me my trousers then!
You're selling down for a long stay?
Yeah, you give me my bloody trousers!
Why, where are you going?
Give me a gun going, I'm going to Sidcup! Ow! Ow! Ow!
You know, you remind me of a bloke I bumped into once.
Oh.
Just the other side of the Guildford Bypass.
I was brought here.
Pardon?
I was brought here. I was brought here.
Brought here? Who brought you here?
A man who lives here.
Fibber.
He brought me here last night. Met him in a calf. I was working. I got the bullet. I was working there. Bloke saved me from a punch-up. Brought me here. Brought me right here.
I'm afraid you're a bomb fibber, aren't you? You're speaking to the owner. This is my room. You're standing in my house.
It's his. He's seen me all right. He's...
That's my bed.
What about that, then?
That's my mother's bed.
Well, she wasn't in it last night.
Oh, now, don't get perky, son. Don't get perky. Keep your hands off my old mum.
I haven't done...
Don't get out of your depth, friend. Don't start taking liberties with my old mother. Let's have a bit of respect.
I've got respect. You won't find anyone with more respect.
Well, stop telling me all these fibs.
Now, listen to me. I've never seen you before, have I?
Never seen my mother before either, I suppose. I think I'm coming to the conclusion that you're an old rogue. You're nothing but an old scoundrel.
Wait!
Listen, son, you stink.
You ain't got no right to say...
You're stinking the place out. You're an old robber. There's no getting away from it. You're an old skate. You don't belong in a nice place like this. You're an old barbarian. Honest. You got no business wandering about in an unfurnished flat. I could charge £7 a week for this if I wanted to. Get a taker tomorrow. £350 a year exclusive. No argument. I mean, if that sort of money's in your range, don't be afraid to say so. Here you are. Furniture and fittings, I'll take £400 or the nearest offer. Raceable value, £90 for the annum. You can reckon water, heating and lighting at close on 50. That'll cost you £890 if you're all that keen. Say the word and I'll have my solicitors draft you out of contract. Otherwise, I've got the van outside. I can run you to the police station in 5 minutes, have you in for trespassing, loitering with intent, daylight robbery, filching, thieving and stinking the place out. What do you say? Unless you're really keen on a straightforward purchase. Of course, I'll get my brother to decorate it up for you first. I've got a brother who's a number one decorator. He'll decorate it up for you. If you want more space, there's 4 more rooms along the landing ready to go. Bathroom, living room, bedroom and nursery. You can have this as your study. This brother I mentioned is just about to start on the other rooms. Yes, just about to start. So, what'd you say? 800 odd for this room or 3,000 down for the whole upper storage? On the other hand, if you prefer to approach it in the long-term way, I know an insurance firm in West Ham will be pleased to handle the deal for you. No strings attached. Open and above board,
untarnished record. 20% interest, 50% deposit. Down payments, back payments, family allowances, bonus schemes, remission of term for good behaviour, 6 months lease, yearly examination of the relevant archives, tea laid on, disposal of shares, benefit extension, compensation on cessation, comprehensive indemnity against riot, civil commotion, labour disturbances, storm, tempest, thunderbolt, larceny or cattle, all subject to a daily check and double check. Of course, we need a signed declaration from your personal medical attendant as assurance that you possess the requisite fitness to carry the can, won't we? Who do you bank with? Who do you bank with? Oh. You still got that leak?
Yes. It's coming from the roof.
From the roof, eh?
Yes. I'll have to tar it over.
You're going to tar it over?
Yes.
What?
The cracks.
You'll be tarring over the cracks on the roof?
Yes.
Think that'll do it?
It'll do it for the time being.
Oh.
What do you do?
Huh?
What do you do when the bucket's full?
Empty it.
I was telling my friend you're about to start decorating the other rooms.
Yes. I got your bag.
Oh. Oh. Thanks, mister. Thanks. Give it to you, did they?
Yeah, what's this?
Well, give it to us. It's my bag. I've
seen this bag before.
My bag.
This bag's very familiar.
What do you mean?
Where'd you get it?
Scrub here.
Well, it's mine.
Whose?
Well, it's mine. Tell him it's mine.
It's your bag.
Well, give it to
give
me.
Give it to him.
What? Give him what?
That bloody bag.
What bag? What bag?
Look here.
Where are you going?
I'm going to get...
Now watch your steps, sonny. You're knocking at the door when no one's at home. Don't push it too hard. You come bursting into a private house, laying your hands on anything you can lay your hands on. Don't overstep the mark, son.
You thieving bastard, you thieving skate. Let me get my bag.
Here you are. How did you get on at Wembley?
Well, I didn't get down there. No, I couldn't make it.
Ah.
I had a bit of bad luck with that jigsaw. When I got there, it had gone.
Who's that fella?
He's my brother.
Is he? He's a bit of a joker, isn't he?
Eh?
Yeah. He's a real joker.
He's got a sense of humour.
Yeah, I noticed that. He's a real joker, that lad, you can see that.
Yes, he tends to see the funny side of things.
Well, he's got a sense of humour, hasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, you can tell that. I could tell the first time I saw him he had his own way of looking at things.
I'm supposed to be doing up the upper part of the house for him.
What? You mean it's his house?
Yes, I'm supposed to be decorating this landing for him, mate, a flat out of it.
What does he do then?
He's in the building trade. He's got his own van.
He don't live here, do he?
Once I get that shed up outside, I'll be able to give a bit more thought to the flat, you see. Perhaps I can knock up one or two things for it. I can work with my hands, you see. That's one thing I can do. I never knew I could. But I can do all sorts of things now with my hands, you know, manual things. When I get that shed up out there, I'll have a workshop, you see. I could do a bit of woodwork, simple woodwork to start, working with good wood. Of course, there's a lot to be done to this place. What I think, though, I think I'll put in a partition in one of the rooms along the landing. I think it'll take it, you know. They've got these screens, you know, oriental. They break up the room with them, make it into two parts. I could either do that, or I could have a partition. I could knock them up, you see, if I had a workshop. Anyway, I think I've decided on the partition.
Look here, I've been thinking, this ain't my bag.
Oh, no?
No, this ain't my bag. My bag, it was another kind of bag altogether, you see. I know what they've done. What they've done, they kept my bag and they've given you another one altogether.
No, what happened was someone had gone off with your bag.
It's what I said.
Anyway, I picked that bag up somewhere else. It's got a few pieces of clothes in it too. He let me have the whole lot cheap.
Oh. Any shoes? Check.
Yes.
Yes, well, I know about those sort of things, you see. Shirts like these, they don't go far in the winter time. I mean, that's one thing I know for a fact. No, what I need is a kind of shirt with stripes. A good, solid shirt with stripes going down. That's what I want. Oh, what's this?
It's a smoking jacket.
A smoking jacket? Is it a bad piece of cloth? Let's see if it fits. You ain't got a mirror, have you?
I don't think I have.
Well, it don't fit too bad. How do you think it looks?
Looks all right.
Well, I won't say no to this, then. No, I won't say no to this.
You could be caretaker here, if you liked.
What?
You could look after the place, if you liked. You know, the stairs and the landing, the front steps, keep an eye on it. Polish the bells.
Bells?
I'll be fixing a few down by the front door, brass.
Caretaking, eh?
Yes.
Well, I've never done caretaking before, you know. I mean, to say I never... What I mean to say is I've never been a caretaker before.
How do you feel about being one, then?
Well, I reckon... Well, I'd have to know, you know...
What sort of...
Yes, what sort of, you know...
Well, I mean...
I'd have to...
I could tell you.
Yes, that's it, you see, you get my meaning.
When the time comes.
I mean, that's what I'm getting at, you see.
Tell you more or less exactly what you need to know.
Yes, you see, what I mean to say, what I'm getting at is... I mean, what sort of jobs?
Well, there's things like the stairs and the... And the bells.
But it would be a matter, wouldn't it? It would be a matter of a broom, isn't it?
Yes, and of course you need a few brushes.
You need implements, you see. You need a good few implements.
You could wear this if you liked.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
Keep the dust off.
Yes, this would keep the dust off all right, well off. Thanks very much, mister.
You see, what we could do, I could fit a bell at the bottom outside the front door with caretaker on it, and you could answer any queries.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Why not?
Well, I mean, you don't know who might come up them front steps, do you? I've got to be a bit careful.
Why, someone after you?
After me? Well, I could have that Scotch kid coming looking after me, couldn't I? All I'd do, I'd hear the bell. I'd go down there, open the door. Who might be there? Any Harry might be there. I could be buggered as easy as that, man. They might be there after my card. I mean, look at it. Here I am. I only got 4 stamps on this card. Here it is. Look. 4 stamps. That's all I got. I ain't got any more. That's all I got. They ring the bell called caretaker. They'd have me in. That's what they do. I wouldn't stand a chance. Of course, I've got plenty of other cards lying about, but they don't know that, and I can't tell them, can I? Because then they'd find out I was going about under an assumed name. You see, the name I call myself now, that's not my real name. My real name's not the one I'm using, you see. It's different. You see, the name I go under now ain't my real one. It's assumed. What's this? What's the matter with this damn light? Oh, don't tell me the damn light's gone now. What'll I do? Damn light's gone now. I can't see a thing. What'll I do now? Oh, God, what's that? What do you, give me a light. Wait a minute. Where is it? Where's the bloody box? Oh, what's that? What? Who's that? What's that? Where's my box? Well, it was down here. Who's this? Who's moving it? Come on, who's this? Who's this got my box? Who's in here? No, I got a knife here. I'm ready. Come on. Who are you? All right. Get away. I'm ready for you. I'm ready. I'm here.
I was just doing some spring cleaning. Needs to be a wall plug for this Electrolux, but it doesn't work. I had to fit it in the light socket. How do you think the place is looking? I gave it a good going over. We take it in turns, once a fortnight, my brother and me, to give the place a thorough going over. I was working late tonight. I only just got here. But I thought I'd better get on with it, as it's my turn. It's not that I actually live here. I don't. As a matter of fact, I live somewhere else. But after all, I'm responsible for the upkeep of the premises, and I can't help being house proud. What are you waving the knife about for?
You come near me.
Look, I'm sorry if I gave you a start, but I had you in mind too, you know? I mean, my brother's guest. We got to think about your comfort, haven't we? Don't want the dust to get up your nose. How long are you thinking of staying here, by the way? As a matter of fact, I was just going to suggest that we lower your rent, make it just a nominal sum. I mean, until you get fixed up. Just nominal, that's all. It's
Still, if you're going to be spiky, I'll have to reconsider the whole proposition. Yeah, you're not thinking of doing any violence on me, are you? You're not the violence sort, are you?
I'll keep myself to myself, mate. But if anyone starts with me, though, they know what they got coming.
I can believe that.
You do. I've been all over, see? You understand my meaning? I don't mind a bit of a joke now and then, but anyone will tell you that no one starts anything with me.
I get what you mean, yes.
I can be pushed so far, but...
No further.
That's it. What are you doing?
No, I just want to say that I'm very impressed by that.
Hey?
I'm very impressed by what you've just said. Yes, that's impressive, that is. I'm impressed, anyway.
You know what I'm talking about, then?
Yes, I know. I think we understand one another.
No? Well, I'll tell you, I'd like to think that. You've been playing me about, you know. I don't know why. I've never done you no harm.
No, you know what it was? We just got off on the wrong foot. That's all it was.
No, we did.
Like a sandwich.
What?
Have one of these.
Now, don't pull anything.
No, you're still not understanding me. I can't help being interested in any friend of my brother's. I mean, you're my brother's friend, didn't you?
Well, I wouldn't put it as far as that.
Well, don't you find him friendly, then?
Well, I wouldn't say he was all that friends. I mean, he done me no harm, but I wouldn't say he was any particular kind of friend of mine. What's in that sandwich, then?
Cheese.
Oh, that'll do me.
Take one.
Mister.
Look, I'm sorry to hear my brother's not that very friendly.
He's friendly. He's friendly. I didn't say he wasn't.
Salt?
No, thanks. I can't exactly make him out.
Forgot the pepper.
I just can't get the hang of him, that's all.
I had a bit of beetroot somewhere. I must have mislaid it. Listen, can I ask you advice? I mean, you're a man of the world. Can I ask you advice about something?
Go right ahead.
Well, what it is, you see, I'm a bit worried about my brother.
Brother?
Yes. You see, his trouble is...
What?
Well, it's not a very nice thing to say.
Oh, go on. Now you say it.
He doesn't like work.
Go on.
No. He just doesn't like work. That's his trouble.
That's a fact.
It's a terrible thing to say. About your own brother.
No.
He's just shy of it, very shy of it.
No, I know that, sir.
You know the type?
I met them.
I mean, I want to get him going in the world.
That's the reason, man.
If you've got an older brother, you want to push him on. You want to see him make his way. Can't have him idle. It's only doing himself harm. That's what I say.
Yes.
But he won't buckle down to the job.
He don't like work.
Work shy.
Sounds like that to me.
You met the type, have you?
Me, I know that, sir.
Yes.
I know that, sir. I've met them.
Causing me great anxiety. You see, I'm a working man. I'm a tradesman. I got my own van.
Just a fact.
He's supposed to be doing a little job for me. I keep him here to do a little job, but I don't know. I'm coming to the conclusion he's a slow worker. Yeah. What would your advice be?
Well, he's a funny bloke, your brother.
What?
I was saying he's a bit of a funny bloke, your brother.
Funny? Why?
Well, he's funny.
What's funny about him?
Not like he works.
What's funny about that?
Nothing.
I don't call it funny.
Nor me.
Well, you don't want to start getting hypercritical.
No, I wasn't that. I was only...
You don't want to get too glib.
Look, all I meant...
Cut it! Look, I've got a proposition to make. I'm thinking of taking over the running in this place, you see? I think it could be run a bit more efficiently. I've got a lot of ideas, a lot of plans. How would you like to stay on here as caretaker?
What?
I'll be quite open with you. I could rely on a man like you around the place, keeping an eye on things.
Well, now, wait a minute. I ain't never done no caretaking before, you know.
It doesn't matter about that. It's just that you look a capable sort of man to me.
I'm a capable sort of man. I mean, so I had plenty of offers in my time, you know. There's no getting away from that.
Well, I could see before when you took out the knife that you wouldn't let anyone mess you about.
No one messes me about,
I mean, you've been in the services, haven't you?
The what?
You've been in the services. You can tell by your stance.
Oh, yes. Spent half my life there, man. Overseas, like, serving, I was.
In the colonies, weren't you?
I was over there. I was one of the first over there.
That's it. You're just the man I've been looking for.
What for?
Caretaker.
Yes, well, look... Listen, who's the landlord here, him or you?
Me. I am. I've got the deeds to prove it.
No. Well, listen, I don't mind doing a bit of caretaking. I wouldn't mind looking after the place for you.
Of course, we come to a small financial agreement, mutually beneficial.
I leave you to reckon that out, like.
Oh, thanks. There's only one thing.
What's that?
Can you give me any references?
Hey?
Just to satisfy my solicitor.
I've got plenty of references. All I got to do is go down to Sidcup tomorrow. I've got all the references I want down there.
Where's that?
Sidcup. You ain't only got my references down there, you've got all my papers down there. I know that place like the back of my hand. I'm going down there anyway. See what I mean? I've got to get down there. I'm done.
So we can always get hold of these references if we want them.
I'll be down there any day, I tell you. I was going down today, but I'm waiting for the weather to break.
Oh.
Listen, you can't pick me up a pair of good shoes, can you? I've got a bad need for a good pair of shoes. I can't get anywhere without a pair of good shoes, see? Do you think there's any chance of you being able to pick me up a pair?
You said you wanted me to get you up.
What for?
You said you were thinking of going to Sidcup.
Oh, that'll be a good thing if I got there.
Doesn't look much of a day.
Oh, well, that shot it, ain't it?
I didn't have a very good night again.
I slept terrible.
You were making...
Terrible. Had a bit of rain in the night, didn't it?
Just a bit.
Also, came in on my head. Draft blowing right in on my head, anyway. Can't you close that window behind that sack?
Good.
Well, yeah, what about it then? The rain's coming right in on my head.
Got to have a bit of air.
Yeah. Listen, I've lived all my life in the air, boy. Don't have to tell me about air. What I'm saying is there's too much air coming in that window when I'm asleep.
It gets very stuffy in here without the window open.
Miss Witherson, you don't know what I'm telling you. Bloody rain, man, coming right in on my head. Spoils my sleep. I could catch me death of cold with it with that draught. That's all I'm saying. It's just shut that window and no one's going to catch colds. That's all I'm saying.
I couldn't sleep in here without that window open.
But what about me? What are you going to say about my position?
Why don't you sleep the other way round?
What do you mean?
Sleep with your feet to the window.
What good would that do?
The rain wouldn't come in on your head.
No, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. I mean, I got used to sleeping this way. It isn't me that's got to change, it's that window. You see, it's raining now. Look at it. It's coming down now.
I think I'll have a walk down to Goldhawk Road. I got talking to a man there. He had a saw bench. Looked in pretty good condition to me. Don't think it's much good to him. Have a walk down there, I think.
Listen to that. That's done my trip to Sidcup, eh? What about closing that window now? It'll be coming in here.
Close it for the time being.
What's all that under that tarpaulin out there?
Wood.
What for?
To build my shed.
You haven't come across that pair of shoes you was going to look out for me, have you?
Oh, no. I'll see if I can pick some up today.
I can't go out in this with these, can I? I can't even go out and get a cup of tea.
There's a cafe along the road.
It might be, mate.
I used to go there quite a bit. Oh, years ago now. But I stopped. I used to like that place. Spent quite a bit of time in there. That was before I went away. Just before. I think that place had a lot to do with it. They were all a good bit older than me. They always used to listen. I thought they understood what I said. I mean, I used to talk to them. I talked too much. That was my mistake. Same in the factory, standing there, or in the breaks, I used to talk about things. And these men, they used to listen whenever I had anything to say. It was all right. Trouble was, I used to have kind of hallucinations. They weren't hallucinations, I used to get the feeling I could see things very clearly. Everything were so clear. Everything got very quiet. All this quiet and this clear sight, it was... Maybe I was wrong. Anyway, someone must have said something. I didn't know anything about it, and some kind of lie must have got around. And this lie went round. I thought people started being funny. In that cafe, the factory, I couldn't understand it. Then one day they took me to a hospital right outside London. They got me there. I didn't want to go anyway. I tried to get out quite a few times, but it wasn't easy. They asked me questions in there, got me in, asked me all sorts of questions. Well, I told them when they wanted to know what my thoughts were. Then one day this man, this doctor, I suppose, the head one, he was quite a man of distinction. Although I wasn't so sure about that. He called me in. He said, he told me I had something. He said they'd concluded their examination. That's what he said. He showed me a pile of papers and he said that I'd got something, some complaint. He just said that, you see. You've got this thing. That's your complaint. We've decided, he said, that in your interest, there's only one course we can take. He said, I can't exactly remember how he put it. He said, we're going to do something to your brain. He said, if we don't, you'll be in here for the rest of your life. And if we do, you stand a chance. You can go out, he said, and live like the others. What do you want to do to my brain? I said to him. He just repeated what he'd said. Well, I wasn't a fool. I knew I was a minor. I knew he couldn't do anything to me without getting permission. I knew he had to get permission from my mother. So I wrote to her. I told her what they were trying to do. But she signed their form, you see, giving them permission. I know that because he showed me her signature when I brought it up. Well, that night I tried to escape. That night, I spent 5 hours sawing at one of the bars on the window in this ward, right throughout the dark. They used to shine a torch over the beds every half hour, so I timed it just right. And then it was nearly done, and a man had a fit right next to me. They caught me. Anyway, about a week later, they started to come round and do this thing to the brain. We were all supposed to have it done in this ward. And they came round, did it one at a time, one a night. I was one of the last. And I could see quite clearly what they did to the others. They used to come round with these, I don't know what they were. They looked like big pincers with wires on. The wires were attached to a little machine. It was electric. They used to hold the man down, and this chief doctor used to fit the pincers, something like earphones, used to fit them on either side of the man's skull. There was a man holding the machine, you see, and he'd turn it on, and the chief would just press these pincers on either side of the skull and keep them there. Then he'd take them off. They'd cover the man up, and they wouldn't touch him again until later on. Some used to put up a fight, but most of them didn't. They just lay there. Well, they were coming round to me. And the night they came, I got up and stood against the wall. They told me to get on the bed. I knew they had to get me on the bed, because if they did it while I was standing up, they might break my spine. So I stood up. And then one or two of them came for me. Well, I was younger then. I was much stronger than I am now. I was quite strong then. I laid one of them out and had another one round the throat, and suddenly this chief had these pincers on my skull. I knew he wasn't supposed to do it while I was standing up, and that's why I... Anyway, he did it. So I did get out. I got out of the place, but I couldn't walk very well. I don't think my spine was damaged. That was perfectly all right. Trouble was... My thoughts had become very slow. I couldn't think at all. I couldn't get my thoughts together. I could never quite get it together. The trouble was, I couldn't hear what people were saying. I couldn't look to the right or the left. I had to look straight in front of me, because if I turned my head round, I couldn't keep upright. and I had these headaches. I used to sit in my room. That was when I lived with my mother and my brother, who was younger than me, and I laid everything out in order in my room, all the things I knew were mine, but I didn't die. The thing is, I should have been dead. I should have died. Anyway, I feel much better now. But I don't talk to people now. I steer clear of places like that cafe. I never go into them now. I don't talk to anyone like that. I've often thought of going back and trying to find the man that did that to me. But I want to do something first. I want to build that shed out in the garden.
I've got a feeling he's done something to them cracks. See, there's been plenty of rain in the last week, but it ain't been dripping into the bucket. He must have tarred it over up there. There was someone walking about on the roof the other night. It must have been him. But I've got a feeling he's tarred it over on the roof up there. They ain't said a word to me about it. Don't say a word to me. Don't answer me when I talk to him. He don't give me no knife. He don't give me no knife to cut me bread. How can I cut a loaf of bread without no knife? It's an impossibility.
You got a knife?
What?
You've got a knife.
Oh, I've got a knife. Sure, I've got a knife. But how do you expect me to cut a good loaf of bread with that? It's not a bread knife. Nothing to do with cutting bread. I picked it up somewhere. I don't know where it's been, do I? No. What I want...
Oh, I know what you want.
What about this gas stove? It tells me it's not connected. How do I know it's not connected? Here I am, sleeping right with it. I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm looking right into the oven, man. It's right next to me face. How do I know? Could be lying there in bed, it might blow up, it might do me harm. But he don't seem to take any notice of what I say to him. I told him the other day, see, I told him about them blacks coming up from next door and using the lavatory. I told him. It was all dirty in there. All the banisters were dirty. They were black. All the lavatory was black. But what did he do? He's supposed to be in charge of it here. He had nothing to say. He hadn't got a word to say. A couple of weeks ago, he sat there, gave me a long chat. About a couple of weeks ago. A long chat he gave me. Since then, he ain't hardly said a word. He went on talking there. I don't know what he was... He wasn't looking at me. He wasn't talking to me. He don't care about me. He was talking to himself. That's all he worries about. I mean, you come up to me. You ask me my advice. He would never do a thing like that. I mean, we don't have any conversation, you see. You can't live in the same room with someone who don't have any conversation with you. I just can't get the hang of him. You and me, we could get this place going.
Yes, you're quite right. Look what I could do with this place. I could turn this place into a penthouse. For instance, this room. This room you could have as the kitchen. Right size, nice window, sun comes in. I'd have teal blue, copper and parchment linoleum squares. I'd have those colours re-echoed in the walls. I'd offset the kitchen units with charcoal grey worktops. Plenty of room for cupboards for the crockery. We'd have a small wall cupboard, a large wall cupboard, a corner wall cupboard with revolving shelves. You wouldn't be short of cupboards. You could put the dining room across the landing, see? Yes. Venetian blinds on the window, cork floor, cork tiles. You could have an off-white linen rug. A table in Afro-Mosier teak veneer. Sideboard with matte black drawers. Curved chairs with cushioned seats. Armchairs in oakmeal tweed. A beach frame settee with a woven seagrass seat. White top heat resistant coffee table. White tile surround. Yes. Then the bedroom. What's a bedroom? It's a retreat. It's a place to go for rest and peace. So you want quiet decoration. The lighting functional. Furniture. Mahogany and rosewood, deep Asia blue carpet, unglazed blue and white curtains, a bedspread with a pattern of small blue roses on a white ground, dressing table with a lift up top containing a plastic tray, table lamp of white raffia.
It wouldn't be a flat, it'd be a palace.
I'd say it would, man.
A palace.
Who would live there?
I would, my brother and me.
What about me?
All this junk here is no good to anyone. It's just a lot of old iron, that's all. Clobber. You couldn't make a home out of this. There's no way you could arrange it. It's junk. You could never sell it either. You won't get tuppence for it. Junk. He doesn't seem to be interested in what I've got in mind. That's the trouble. Why don't you have a chat with him? See if he's interested.
Me?
Yes, you're a friend of his.
No friend of mine.
Well, you're living in the same room with him, ain't you?
Well, he's no friend of mine. You don't know where you are with him. I mean, with a bloke like you, you know where you are. I mean, you've got your own ways. I'm not saying you ain't got your own ways. Anyone can see that. You may have some funny ways, but that's the same with all of us. But with him, it's different, see? I mean, at least with you. The thing with you is you're...
straightforward.
That's it. You're straightforward.
Yes.
But with him, you don't know what he's up to half the time. He's got no feelings. See, what I need is a clock. I need a clock to tell the time. I'm going to tell the time without a clock. I can't do it. I said to him, I said, look here, what about getting in a clock so I can tell what time it is? I mean, if you can't tell what time you're at, you don't know where you are. You understand my meaning? You see, what I got to do now, if I'm walking about outside, I got to get my eye on a clock and keep the time in my head for when I come in. But that's no good. I mean, I'm not only here 5 minutes and I've forgotten it. I've forgotten what time it was. Well, look at it this way. If I don't feel well, I have a bit of a lie down. Then when I wake up, I don't know what the time is to go and have a cup of tea. You see, it's not so bad when I'm coming in. I can see the clock on the corner, and the moment I'm stepping into the house, I know what the time is. But when I'm in, it's when I'm in that I have the foggiest idea what time it is. Now, what I need is a clock in here, in this room, and then I stand a bit of a chance, but he won't give me one.
Hey?
He wakes me up. He wakes me up in the middle of the night, tells me I'm making noises. I tell him I've half a mind to give him a mouthful one of these days.
He don't let you sleep?
He don't let me sleep. He wakes me up.
That's terrible.
I've been plenty of other places. They always let me sleep. It's the same the whole world over, except here.
Sleep's essential. I've always said that.
You're right. It's essential. I get up in the morning. I'm worn out. I've got business to see to. I've got to move myself. I've got to sort myself out. I've got to get fixed up. But when I wake up in the morning, I ain't got no energy in me. And on top of that, I ain't got no clock.
Yes.
He goes out. I don't know where he goes to. Where's he going? He never tells me. We used to have a bit of a chat. Not anymore. I never see him. He goes out. Comes in late. Next thing I know, he's shoving me about in the middle of the night. Listen. I wake up in the morning. I wake up in the morning and he's smiling at me. He's standing there looking at me, smiling. I can see him, you see. I can see him through the blanket. He puts on his coat. He turns himself round. He looks down at my bed. There's a smile on his face. What the hell's he smiling at? What he don't know is that I'm watching him through that blanket. He don't know that. He don't know I can see him. He thinks I'm asleep. But I've got my eye on him all the time through that blanket, see? But he don't know that. He just looks at me and smiles, but he don't know I can see him doing it. No, what you want to do, you want to speak to him, see? I got that worked out. You want to tell him that we got ideas for this place. We could build it up. We could get it started. You see, I could decorate it out for you. I could give you a hand in doing it between us. Where do you live now, then?
Me? Oh, I got a little place. Not bad. Everything laid on. You must come up and have a drink sometime. Listen to some Tchaikovsky.
No, you see, you're the bloke who wants to talk to him. I mean, you're his brother.
Yes. Maybe I will.
Where are you going? This is it.
Pair of shoes.
What?
I picked them up. Try them.
Shoes? What sort?
They might do you.
No, they're not right.
Are they?
No, they don't fit. Well, I'll tell you what they might do until I get another pair. Where's the laces?
No laces.
Well, I can't wear them without laces.
I just got the shoes.
Well, now, look, that puts a lid on it, doesn't it? I mean, You couldn't keep these shoes on right without a pair of laces. The only way to keep a pair of shoes on if you haven't got laces is to tighten the foot, see? Walk about with a tight foot, see? Well, it's no good for the foot. Puts a bad strain on the foot. But if you can do the shoes up proper, there's less of a chance of it getting a strain.
I might have some somewhere.
I see what I'm getting at.
Here's some.
These are brown.
That's all I got.
Well, these shoes are black. Well, they could do anyway until I get another pair. Maybe they'll get me down to Sidcup tomorrow. If I get down there, I'll be able to sort myself out. I've been offered a good job. Man has offered it to me. He's got plenty of ideas. He's got a bit of a future. But they want my papers, you see. They want my references. I'd have to go down to Sidcup before I could get hold of them. That's where they are, see. Trouble is getting there. That's my problem. The weather's dead against it. Don't know if these shoes will be much good. It's a hard road. Been down there before, coming the other way, like. Last time I left there, it was last time, getting on a while back, the road was bad. The rain was coming down. Luckily, I didn't die there on the road, but I got here. I kept going all along. Yes, I kept going all along. But all the same, I can't go on like this. What I've got to do, I've got to get back there and find this man. Huh? Christ, that bastard, he ain't even listening to me.
Hey, stop it, will you? I can't sleep.
What? What's going on?
You're making noises.
Well, I'm an old man. What do you expect me to do? Stop breathing?
You're making noises.
What do you expect me to do? Stop breathing?
I'll get a bit of air.
What do you expect me to do? Tell you, mate, I'm not surprised they took you in. Wicky, an old man up in the middle of the night. You must be off your nut. They're giving me bad dreams. Who's responsible, then, for me having bad dreams? If you wouldn't keep mucking me about, I wouldn't make no noises. How do you expect me to sleep peaceful when you keep poking me all the time? What do you want me to do? Stop breathing? It's getting so freezing in here, I have to keep my trousers on to go to bed. Never done that before in my life. But that's what I've got to do here, just because you won't put in any bleeding heating. Have I just about enough with you mucking me about? I've seen better days than you have, mate. Nobody ever got me inside one of them places anyway. I'm a sane man. So don't you start mucking me about. I'll be all right as long as you keep your place. So just you keep your place, that's all. Because I can tell you, your brother's got his eye on you. He knows all about you. I've got a friend there, don't you worry about that. I've got a true pal there. You're treating me like dirt. Why you invite me in here in the first place if you're going to treat me like that? You think you're better than me? Got another thing coming. I know enough. They had you inside one of them places before. They can have you inside again. Your brother's got his eye on you. They can put the pincers on your head again, man. They can have them on again. Anytime. All they've got to do is get the word. They'd carry you in there, boy. They'd come here, pick you up and carry you in. They'll keep you fixed. They put their pincers on your head. They have you fixed. They take one look at all this junk I got to sleep in. They know you're a creamer. That was the greatest mistake they made. You take my tip letting you out that place. Nobody knows what you're at. You go out, you come in, nobody knows what you're at. Well, nobody messes me about for long. You think I'm going to do your dirty work? Oh, yeah, yeah. You better think again. You want me to do all the dirty work all up and down them stairs so I can sleep in this lousy, filthy hole every night? Not me, boy. Not for you, boy. You don't know what you're doing half the time. You're up the creek. You're half off. You can tell it by looking at you. Whoever saw you slip me a few bob treating me like a bloody animal? I've never been inside a nut house. No, don't you come nothing with me, mate. I've got this here. I used it. Don't come in with me. Mind what you do now. Why don't you try anything with me?
I think it's about time you found somewhere else. I don't think we're hitting it off.
Find somewhere else?
Yes.
Me? You talking to me? Not me, man, you.
What?
You. You better find somewhere else.
I live here, you don't.
Don't I? Well, I live here. I've been offered a job here.
Yes, well, I don't think you're really suitable.
Not suitable? Well, I could tell you there's someone here thinks I am suitable. And I'll tell you, I'm staying on here as caretaker. Get it? Your brother, he told me, see? He told me the job is mine. Mine! So, that's where I am. I'm going to be his caretaker.
My brother?
He's staying. He's going to run this place and I'm staying with him.
Look, if I give you a few bob, you can get down a sick cup.
You build your shed first. A few bob. And I can earn a steady wage here. You build your stinking shed first, that's what.
That's not a stinking shed. It's clean. It's all good wood. I'll get it up, no trouble.
No, don't you come too near.
You've no reason to call that shed stinking. You stink.
What?
You've been stinking the place out.
Christ, you say that to me?
For days, that's one reason I can't sleep.
You call me that, you call me stinking?
You better go.
I'll stink you. I'll stink you.
Get your stuff.
Wait, you ain't... No, you ain't got that right, do you? Leave that alone, that's mine. All right. I've been offered a job here, you wait. You wait. Your brother, he'll sort you out. You call me that. You call me that. No one's ever called me that. You'll be sorry you call me that. You ain't heard the last of this. You'll be sorry you call me that. Now I know who I can trust. Stink. You hear that? Me? Told you what he said, didn't I? Stink. That's what he said to me. That's what he said to me.
You don't stink.
No, sir.
If you stink, I'll be the first one to tell you.
I told him. I said to him, you ain't heard the last of this, man. I said, don't you forget your brother. I told him you'd be coming along to sort him out. You don't know what he started doing that to me. I said to him, he'll be along. Your brother will be along. He's got sense, not like you.
What do you mean?
Hey?
Are you saying my brother hasn't got sense?
What? What I'm saying is, you've got ideas for this place, all this decorating, see? I mean, he's got no right to order me about. I take orders from you. I do my caretaking for you. I mean, you look upon me, you don't treat me like a lump of dirt. We can both see him for what he is, hey?
What did he say then? When you told him I'd offer you the job as caretaker?
Well, he said something about he lived here.
Yes. He's got a point, hasn't he?
A point? Well, this is your house, isn't it? You let him live here.
I could tell him to go, I suppose.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, I could tell him to go. I mean, I'm the landlord. On the other hand, he's a sitting tenant. Giving him notice, you see, what is it? It's a technical matter, that's what it is. It depends how you regard this room. I mean, it depends whether you regard this room as furnished or unfurnished. See what I mean?
No, I don't.
All this furniture you see in here, it's all his. Except the beds, of course. So what it is, it's a fine legal point. That's what it is.
I tell you, he should go back where he come from.
Come from?
Yes.
Where did he come from?
Well,
you get a bit out of your depth sometimes, don't you? Well, anyway, as things stand, I don't mind having a... Oh, doing out the place?
That's what I wanted to hear.
No, I don't mind. But you better be as good as you say you are.
What do you mean?
Well, you say you're an interior decorator. You better be a good one.
A what?
What do you mean a what? A decorator, an interior decorator.
Me? No, what do you mean? I never touched that. I've never been there.
You never what?
No, not me, man. I'm not an interior decorator. I've been too busy. Too many other things to do, you see, but I could always turn my hand to most things, but give me a bit of time to pick it up.
I don't want you to pick it up. I want a first-class experienced interior decorator. I thought you were one.
Me? Now, wait a minute. You've got the wrong man.
Where could I have the wrong man? You're the only man I've spoken to.
You're the only man I've told about my dreams, about my deepest wishes. You're the only one I've told. And I only told you because I understood that you were an experienced first-class professional interior and exterior decorator.
Now, look here.
You mean you wouldn't know how to fit a teal blue copper and parchment linoleum squares and have those colours re-echoed in the walls?
No, look here, where'd you get...
You wouldn't be able to decorate out a table in Aframosia teak veneer, an armchair in oatmeal tweed and a beach frame settee with a woven seagrass seat?
I never said that.
Christ! I must have been under a false impression.
I never said it.
You're a bloody imposter, mate.
No, you don't want to say that sort of thing to me. You took me on here as caretaker. I was going to give you a helping hand, that's all, for a small wage. I never said nothing about... You started calling me names.
What is your name?
Oh, don't start that.
No, what's your real name?
My real name's Davies.
What's the name you go under?
Jenkins.
You got two names, what about the rest, eh? Now, come on, why did you tell me all this dirt about you being an interior decorator?
I didn't tell you nothing. Won't you listen to what I'm saying? It was him who told you. It was your brother who must have told you. He's nutty. He'll tell you anything out of spite. He's nutty. He's halfway gone. It was him who told you.
What did you call my brother?
When?
He's what?
Now, look, get this straight.
Nutty? Who's Nutty? Did you call my brother Nutty? My brother? That's a bit of an impertinent thing to say, isn't it?
But he says so himself.
What a strange man you are, aren't you? You're really strange. Ever since you've come into this house, there's been nothing but trouble, honest. I can take nothing you say at face value. Every word you speak is open to any number of different interpretations. Most of what you say is lies. You're violent, you're erratic, you're just completely unpredictable. You're nothing else but a wild animal when you come down to it. You're a barbarian. And to put the old tin lid on it, you stink from arsehole to breakfast time. Look at it. You come here recommending yourself as an interior decorator, whereupon I take you on, and what happens? You make a long speech about all the references you've got down at Sidcup, and what happens? I haven't noticed you go down to Sidcup to obtain them. It's almost regrettable, but it looks as though I'm compelled to pay you off for your caretaking work. Here's half a dollar.
All right, then. You do that. You do it. If that's what you want.
That's what I want!
You would,
Anyone would think this house was all I got to worry about. I've got plenty of other things I can worry about. I've got other things. I've got plenty of other interests. I've got my own business to build up, haven't I? I've got to think about expanding in all directions. I don't stand still. I'm moving about all the time. I'm moving all the time. I've got to think about the future. I'm not worried about this house. I'm not interested. My brother can worry about it. He can do it up. He can decorate it. He can do what he likes with it. I'm not bothered. I thought I was doing him a favour, letting him live here. He's got his own ideas. Let him have them. I'm going to... Chuck it in!
What about me?
Eh? Look, I...
Hey? I just came back for my pipe.
Oh, yes?
I got out and halfway down I suddenly found out, you see, I hadn't got my pipe, so I came back to get it. That ain't the same plug, is it? You still can't get anywhere with it, eh? Well, if you persevere, in my opinion, you'll probably... Listen, you didn't mean that, did you? About me stinking, did you? Did you? You've been a good friend to me. You took me in. You didn't ask me no questions. You give me a bed. You've been a mate to me. Listen, I've been thinking. Why I made all them noises, it was because of the draught, see? That draught was on me as I was sleeping, made me make noises without me knowing it. So I've been thinking, what I mean to say, if you was to give me your bed and you had my bed, There's not all that difference between them. They're the same sort of bed. If I was to have yourn, you sleep wherever bed you're in, so you have mine. I've yourn and you'll be all right. I'll be out of the draught, you see. I mean, you don't mind a bit of wind. You need a bit of air. I can understand that, you being in that place that time, with all them doctors and all they'd done close up. I know them places. Too hot, you see. They're always too hot. I had a peeping one once. Nearly suffocated me. So I reckon that'd be the best way out of it. We swap beds and then we could get down to what we were saying. I'd look after the place for you. I'd keep an eye on it for you. For you, like, not for the other, not for your brother, you see, not for him. For you, I'll be your man. You say the word. Just say the word. What do you think of this I'm saying?
No, I like sleeping in this bed.
But you don't understand my meaning.
Anyway, that one's my brother's bed.
Your brother?
Any time he stays here, this is my bed. It's the only bed I can sleep in.
But your brother's gone. He's gone.
No, I couldn't change beds.
But you don't understand my meaning.
Anyway, I'm going to be busy. I've got that shed to get up. If I don't get it up now, it'll never go up. Until it's up, I can't get started.
I'll give you a hand to put up your shed. That's what I'll do. I'll give you a hand. We'll both put up that shed together. See? Get it done in next to no time. See what I'm saying?
No. I can get it up myself.
But listen, I'm with you. I'll be here. I'll do it for you. We'll do it together. Crush will change beds. You mean you're throwing me out? Well, you can't do that. Listen, man. I don't mind, you see, I don't mind. I'll stay, I don't mind. I'll tell you what, if you don't want to change beds, we'll keep it as it is. I'll stay in the same bed. Maybe if I can get a stronger piece of sacking light to go over the window, keep out of the draught, that'll do it. What do you say? We'll keep it as it is.
No.
Why not?
You make too much noise.
But look, listen, I mean, what am I going to do? What shall I do? Where am I going to go? If you want me to go, I'll go. You just say the word. Tell you what, though. Them shoes you gave me, they're working out all right. They're all right. Maybe I could get down. Listen, if I got down, if I was to get my papers, would you, if I got down and got my...
In The Caretaker by Harold Pinter, Davis was played by David Warner, Aston by Tony Bell, and Mick by Daniel Mays. The director was Peter Kavanagh. Next week at 5 o'clock, a brand new poetry slot on Radio 4 Extra offers a weekly opportunity to revisit the riches of the BBC Radio Poetry Archive. Over the coming weeks, there are readings by luminaries like Richard Burton, Ian McKellen and Judy Dench, and great poets such as W.H. Auden, Stevie Smith, Philip Larkin and Ted Hughes in their own words. There's all manner of fascinating archive featuring Allen Ginsberg, John Betjeman, Robert Graves talking about the unusual experience of receiving news of his own death during the war. That's just a taste of Poetry Extra, coming to Radio 4 Extra next week at 5 o'clock.
I would like to stand by the sea. It is there. I have many times.
BBC Radio 4 Extra celebrates the work of Harold Pinter.
I told you that I'd let you down. I'd been unfaithful to you.
Beginning with the last dramatic performance given by Pinter himself with Penelope Wilton.
My skin...
I'm sleeping all right these days.
...was stinging.
Right through the night, every night.
I'd been in the sea.
Maybe it's something to do with the fishing.
Landscape. Available now on the BBC Radio 4 Extra website.
This Saturday on BBC Radio 4 Extra, a documentary drama uses poignant poetry written by Simon Armitage and a mother's testimony to tell the tragic, true story of the death of a young woman. Sophie Lancaster was killed for being different.
I was always, I've got to be honest, you know, when Sophie was we were getting ready for her to go to secondary school, was always really concerned for her because of Sophie's eccentricities, shall we say. You know, I remember writing this letter and saying, you know, she walks to her own beat and we want that to be looked after, you know, and brought out of her and nurtured, that's the word. We wanted her to be nurtured.
Black Roses, the killing of Sophie Lancaster, on Saturday at 2:15 here on Radio 4 Extra.
This National Poetry Day, journey from the origins of the English language through restoration, revolution, and romance to how we live today, right here, right now.
Shut our mouths in case it comes for us.
As part of a BBC poetry season, Andrew Marr explores the story of the British people through our poems.
This tells our national story in a way I don't think you've ever heard before.
We British, an epic in poetry, begins on Thursday morning at 9 and then across the day, on air and online, over on BBC Radio 4.
The digital station on radio, TV and online. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, Blue Cheese Thinking with the undisputedly great thinker Count Arthur Strong, as once again the fading music hall star attempts to navigate the most complex route through everyday life. Today, a trip to Bridlington sounds simple, but Arthur is soon a wanted criminal. The announcement at the beginning refers to Radio 4, but pretend you haven't heard that.
And now on Radio 4, it's time once again to join the show business legend, raconteur, after-dinner speaker and twice runner-up in the runners-up race of the 4x400 men's relay dropped baton consolation final 1968 to 1969, Count Arthur Strong. Still retaining an interest in athletics, Arthur can often be found enthusiastically watching A Question of Sport on television, only turning the sound down when Sue Barker speaks. Join him now for this week's instalment of
Count Arthur Strong's radio show.
Right, let's get this button pressed. Get across this road. Wait. Marvellous. He's going too fast. He'll get there before he's left at that speed. Idiot. I wonder why they call them pelican crossings. I mean, you can see why they call the other ones zebra crossings, can't you? Because they're black and white and they look like horses. That makes sense. A pelican is a bird. Why would that need to walk across a crossing? How would it push the button? It's ridiculous. Yeah, I tell you though, you never see anybody riding a zebra, do you? Now then, I can't recall a single instance of that. Someone's missed a trick there, if you ask me. I mean, every time David Attenborough's in the jungle, there's zebras in it. So, you know, it's a wonder he's never thought to get on one and have a quick gallop about. He's supposed to be a clever man, but he's left a missed opportunity in the horse's mouth after it's bolted there. Yeah. I might look into that myself. Set up a service to safely ferry people across busy roads on zebra back.